Yep, my name is Hattie Hassan and I'm from London. Yeah, I was a teacher for 8 years in London, and I decided I wanted to be self-employed. And when I was at school, I always wanted to do metalwork, and I was never allowed, because in the 70s, girls weren't actually allowed to do that kind of stuff in my school. So when I wanted to become self-employed, I looked back at what I loved, and metalwork and engineering and my love for water led me to plumbing. Well, I wanted to choose woodwork. I was told in uncertain terms, no, you can't choose that. So I said, okay, metalwork. They said, no, you can't choose that. I had to choose. My choices were at the time, in the mid-70s this was, my choices were needlework, typing and cookery. Well, I was already doing all of them anyway, so I didn't, you know, in my culture, the girls kind of look after the whole family anyway. I was a bit disgusted, but, you know, I had no choice.
What do you think of the way things are now? Obviously, the research by Walter Bates has found that things haven't really changed that much. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because in my everyday business at the minute with Stopcox Women Plumbers, we are constantly hearing from women who have tried to get into the industry of plumbing. And when I go around and talk to schools, I'm again hearing that things haven't really changed that much. And it's a shame, really, because, I think it's very important that girls and boys see that there is no difference in what you choose when you grow up. It doesn't matter. Gender shouldn't be an issue.
And from your experience in doing that kind of traditionally male job, is this something that you would urge girls finishing school now to go into? Is there options open in terms of what they want to do for a career?
Yeah, I think it's really important that seeds are planted quite early on. I always talk to our plumbers, our women plumbers, about the fact that they are role models. We go into people's houses all the time, and we're often, you know, looked at by children in those houses. There's nothing more impactful than having a role model, I think, and it being in your own house. So we often get looked at like zoo exhibits, but, you know, in a good way. and it's very good, because it means that not only can girls see, and they can identify with us as the same gender as them unconsciously, but not only do they see that from a young age, but also boys can see it, that women are doing those kinds of things, and so their attitudes can change as well. And I think it's, you know, couple that with the support from schools and parents and society in general, and we're really onto a winner. Yeah, my word to those would be always keep these doors open, because girls need to know that they can do anything, because it's very important in society that everybody is given the chance to realise their dream, whether that be plumbing or whatever it be. But if that is an option for them to even begin to think about, then please do encourage them.
Okay, so anything else you want to add?
I just think that this initiative by RAS is brilliant, and that's why we at Stopcox Women Plumbers are right behind it. I just think it's a shame to say that in the 21st century it's about time, but it's better late than never.